When the other guy's coming?
I don't know if the I don't want to wait for them anymore. So I don't because I don't want to be matriarch. Everyone. Everyone's
okay. Fine. Now the very briefly the very first Rashi in this week's parsha. You know, the parsha opens up. Emor koyim bnei Aaron va'amarta. Tell them and again. Tell them. Emor va'amarta. So Rashi brings from Chazal from where we learn out a very interesting halacha. Lahazhir gedolim alaktanim. The special halacha that there is by Kohanim that they're not allowed to come in contact with the dead body, but tumat met, that a Kohen that's a gadol has to take achrayut, has to take responsibility for the for a young Kohen who doesn't have presence of mind to avoid contact with the dead. So it's a very interesting din, which we don't find anywhere else. Because, you know, the what any father has to do for a son, mi din chinuch, is only midrabanan. And over here, by this special halacha that Kohanim have to avoid tumat met, the Torah legislates something midoraita, that he has to, from biblical law already, that he has to keep his son away from any type of tumat met. So it's a special halacha that all of the tariyak mitzvah are for all Am Yisrael. Because if they don't apply to us, there's something to learn from it. So it's ra'ui lid bonen to think about what this teaches us, that the Torah gave a special zirut, that the gedolim have achrayut for the ketanim, you know, when it comes to tumat met. So we know that what tumat met really, really represents is, you know, it's, it represents disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, v'atem hadveikim ba'ashem elokeichem chayim kulchem ayom. When you're dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you're alive. So today, that's when you're alive. Everyone knows the famous Lashon Chazal, Tzadikim afil b'mitatan kruyim chayim. Tzadikim, even when they're dead, they're called alive because their dveikut from HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ceases. Right? And you know, what gives us dveikut in HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than any other nivra, any other creation? It's because we have a special component called the neshama. Right? And this neshama, it was given and put into our body for the purpose of dveikut. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what all Sfarim say. Why does man need a neshama? Right? Other creatures are alive without a neshama from heaven. The function of the neshama is to give connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says, Vayipach ba'apav nishmat chayim, vayadam lenefesh chaya. It's called the neshama of life. It gives us our spiritual life. It's the life of Hatem Advekim ba'ashem elokeichem. And Mimela, the Indian of Tumat Met represents a situation of disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spiritually dead. So the Kohanim, who were chosen to serve in the Beit HaMikdash, that, you know, they're always standing Lifnei Hashem. They're always standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they have this special halacha of avoiding Tumat Met. Right? But they're guarding this Madrega for all Am Yisrael. That Am Yisrael is called the Umachaya, the Kuzri says. We're called the living nation. All the other nations are called dead. Right, because we're the nation that has Dveikut and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So may we get into this idea that, you know, on how to do the mitzvahs, there's just a chi of midrabanan for a father to educate the son. But where the Torah put real achrayut, afilu midoraita, is that make sure you always keep your Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even a person is not mitzvah and mitzvahs, a katan is not lo chayav b'mitzvot, nonetheless, Lahazir Gdolma Aktanim, because no Jew should be in a state of Choser Dveikut in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew has to be Dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dugmat, the mitzvah of Mila, Brit Mila that you make on a kid that's not Chayiv in mitzvahs, because it also represents Dveikut in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a Lashon Chazal, Kol HaPoresh Min HaOrla, Kiporesh Min HaKever. That's why it's also Midrabban, you also do Tahar after you have a Bris Mila, HaPoresh Min HaOrla, Kiporesh Min HaKever. It's like leaving the grave. Like coming back to life, right? And it's alzeh inyan. So now the Balei Chassidus say that lahazhir is miloshen zohar, miloshen to shine. So with this we see a remez to Lag BaOmer that's coming up this week. That always comes out after Parshat Emor. That the it's a very interesting thing that the Zohar was nitgaleh, was revealed in the later generations. It was missing for like 300 years. No one knew where it was from the Idan of the Tanoim, you know, the middle of the Idan of the Rishonim, right? And the Zohar talks about that it was saved Lidorin Basroin, it was saved for the later generations. They'll be on such a low level that lahazhir gedolim al haktanim, that from we have the Torah of Shirin Baruch Hayos from the biggest of the Tanoim shining al haktanim on the lower generation to give chizuk and to drag us up. Right? That and that's very interesting. The last word in the Zohar, which is the Zohar that we read on Lag BaOmer, the Idra Zuta, the Zohar, the last thing that Shimon Baruch Hai said was Chaim. Right? As he died, the last word he said was Chaim, and the Bat Kol came out and said, "Oh, the psukim with the word Chaim, because that's what the Sefer HaZohar does. It gives us a connection that we shouldn't die spiritually. It's Mazhir, gives Zohar. It's Lahazir, gives us Or from a very high place, from the Idon of the Tanoim, right, to keep us alive. We shouldn't die, right? And Minyan Le'inyan, it is also the Balei HaChassidus to say on this scene, Lahazir Gedol Malach Tanim. If you have sometimes big days, like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, right? You have to try to bottle that up. So when you have your ketanim, your little days, where you're not feeling any inspiration, and you feel almost spiritually dead, Karav Lamisa, you have to draw strength from those big times onto those small times, right? And that's the inyan that the Chassidim Arishon, the Gemara says, that they used to, davening took 3 hours, 1 hour before, 1 hour during, 1 hour after. So the Mefarshim asked, I'm saying the hour before they're preparing. What's the hour after? No, they sat and they internalized it. They meditated. They wanted to absorb the experience and store it up. Lahazir gedolim al haktanim. You know, you need those big spiritual times. You need to store them up that they should shine al haktanim on those small days when you're feeling small and spiritually close to death. So I want to just tell one story. It's a documented story that illustrates this point. You know, because we have one day a week where we have this Yom Gadol, right? And that's Shabbos. And we have to try to bottle up Shabbos, and that's the end of Melav HaMalka, to try to bottle it up. That should shine on the small days of the week, which are spiritually small. That should shine from the big times to the small times. It's a story I read. The scribe who wrote it up, the story, the writer said he heard it from the Bala Maaseh. That a bacher, a yeshiva bacher, we'll call him Yitzchak, heard about the milus of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is not just a day of refraining from work, but it's a day of spiritual inspiration and mochin the godless, like gedolim, like we said, lazer gedolim, having a higher spiritual intelligence, a day of very great spiritual power. And he did whatever he could, to try to get a spark of that. Was makbet to go on the mikveh of Shabbos, took in Shabbos early, and, said Shira Shirim when his macabre was all the different things that, with the hands. And then there was 1 week where he just hit the jackpot. Yeah, when Shabbos came, he felt this unbelievable inspiration. For 24 hours, he could barely sleep, he could barely eat, on spiritual fire, and the whole world looked different. So everything in Ace from a spiritual perspective. Unbelievable, right? And then came the next Shabbos, he wanted to recreate the experience. He couldn't. Tried again. The week after, nothing. Spoke to a Rebbe about it. Says, "Listen, you can't know how. It's an Indian of Mazon, an Indian of Eis Rotzen. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give it to you, it's not. You can't just demand it. You keep on trying." 2 years went by. Never had an experience like that again, and he was beginning to wonder that he must have, he must have imagined the whole thing. No? Another few months go by, and so if he gave up on ever feeling Shabbos Kodesh. But he also started losing tam belimud. He started also stopped getting geschmack from his learning and from the whole yeshiva experience. Started burning out. Right? And, falling into a lower and lower state. Mimajber lemajber, from crisis to crisis. He left yeshiva. And then, got involved with the internet and hooked up with a group, what they call Motzim B'Sheila. Right, those who try to get kids, they mamash try to ensnare kids to become fry. Secular Israelis that feel that they're saving the youth by. And he got involved with that group. He started corresponding with them, and they had, and they have their clever arguments. To totally desensitize you, and they're like the capstone of how they finally pull you into the secular world is they offer you a Friday tiyul. They don't actually mention or come today Chilul Shabbos, because, so you could rationalize, maybe it'll be back on time. Friday teal with boys and girls, camping, swimming together a little bit. You know, but everyone who really thinks about it knows that there's no way to come back to life. Once you get a guy to be Mechal Shabbos, it's over. You've cut his lifeline. And, you know, and he signed up, you know, not willing to admit to himself that this is, you know, really burning his bridge. So amongst the stops that they made, you know, as I said, they advertised swimming. So they found a little natural body of water, a little swimming hole, right? And the boys and girls are swimming together. And he's, you know, took a dive. And when he's underwater, just, you know, a thought just flashed across his head. Stop, I thought, you know, isn't it ironic? I'm being toivel in Mayim Chayim, the covered Shabbos Kodesh. And the thought just like, for a second. And then that engine that he couldn't get to turn over for 3 years started burning with all the turbines flaring. He's like, Shabbos Kodesh. An explosion happened inside of him. And that experience that he had 3 years earlier came back full force. He jumped out of the water, threw on his clothes, just ran out to the road and hitched a ride back to a Frum community, and he made his way back to Yeshiva. That's Lahazir Donatan. That one big experience, it's never lost. It's there, and it'll shine on you when you most need it. Right, but it's Kedai always, when you have a big day, to try to internalize it and make sure it'll be there, be easier, more easy to access when you really need it. Okay.
Go ahead. Wow, right. It sounded like a very good one. I wanted to introduce, I didn't have a chance to introduce it, jump straight in.